Blog Talk Radio. Brothering. On versatile. Radio. Soul. Searching.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? This is Brother Iz. Now I'm here in the studio, reminiscing, thinking back to all the things that God has brought me out. But more importantly, thinking about what God is doing today in my life. You know, it started right there on the east side of San Jose, McKean White, growing up as a knucklehead. But now, traveling all around the world, reaching lost souls with the music that God has given me. But it's only by His grace and mercy that I'm here, and I don't deserve any of this. You see, July 20th, 1997, I died. I died right there at the altar. But Brother Ig was born again. That was July 20th, but July 19th, the day before, was a whole nother East Side story. Now won't you come and take a trip with me, July 19th. As the sun rises, I raise my feet. I look in the mirror and I hate what I see. I can't believe all that I've done. I'm ashamed to be your son. What have I become? I'm falling deeper and deeper into my sin with the grin. I'm on the outside looking in. I've been smiling sideways. Through the valley of death, I wasted my last breath. Sins was nothing left but darkness. The devil got the brothers straight bound, and my sorrows are drowned. I'm watching my life go down. Here it goes, I feel it pumping all through my veins. I'm falling down like the rain. I'm so bound in these chains. These things that I love, I feel them all. Guilt, pain, and liquor, that is my downfall. Now which one of y'all is gonna catch me if I drop? Where you at? Where you at? That's what I thought. Falling deeper, I feel the presence of the Reaper. And my soul, it's getting weaker. I'm falling deeper, I'm falling deeper and deeper. I'm falling deeper and deeper. Hey, yo, depression got me stressing, heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the powder. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sin. Hey, yo, depression got me stressing, heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the powder. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sinning. Another situation, occupation, be a dove. Pistol packing, pants are sagging, show my enemies no love. Refund them SJ cuts, you know them deep dark dungeons. Incarcerated with my partners, enemies, uncles, and cousins. Thought I wasn't a factor, with this game and the struggle. Getting in and out of trouble, trying to make my money bubble. The concrete jungle, shark tank to my folks. Well, you'll get eaten alive, the streets ain't no joke. Drank that, you crank.
Rebellious son, father knows the curse begun. Storm is hung, praise God, no more.
time I find myself walking through a cemetery, saying, you know what, I should be here. I should be here for all the trouble that I went through. But then there was hope, cause that morning I found myself at an altar at Victory Outreach Church. And I said, God, if you're for real, you'll take away this pain, you'll take away this hurt, this guilt, this addiction. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I was free, y'all.
July 20th, day last night, I let the Lord in my heart store. Man, I never knew a love like this before. No more pain, no more life being bound. I wanted to tell the world about the love I found. Then I look around, seems like many are against me. I cannot tell who's a friend or an enemy. He's giving me mad cause these are ones that I would ride for. I gave my life for and even ones I'm not for. Oh Lord, give me the strength to let them understand that I'm not the same egg, I'm a changed man. It was your plan, July 20th, 1997. The day you took me from the devil and opened up the heavens and reached your hand out and came into my heart. Forgave my sins and gave me a new start. Now I ain't gonna stop, many will hate me cause of you. But forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Of my flesh, hip bone of my bone, my soul, burns in my chest like fire, brimstone. This year alone, I went to more funerals than I ever did before. I don't wanna go no more than see you weak, but yourself, but God gives a second chance. I lay in hands on prisoners, but I'll kill up, just all the dead. And back down to Juvie Hall and YA. Never lose faith on you that go astray. And don't forget, we made mistakes back in our day. Until I heard them say, people come and walk this way. Now I talk this way with authority and boldness. Speak the truth like God has told us. From the youngest to the oldest, all my cannons getting closest. Now I cannot get any closest. Don't just stand there like you're frozen. With my hand, I want you hold this. I'll lead you out like I was Moses. Put the scene or hocus pocus. Ain't my word. Have you noticed that the Holy Ghost is closest?
Oh, that's my bad, y'all. Sometimes I don't know where my manners are, but if you don't know who I am, allow me to introduce myself. Brother A, my friend, and I'm a soldier of gold. When I'm on stage, I can touch the stars, touch my heart. In return, I touch the lows. My soul bleeds every 16 bars. It seems hard, but I prove that this is addiction. From missing as you ask for forgiveness. No wishing on a star or a four-leaf clover. From readers to over, man, the truth is Jehovah. Hold up.
Hey, yo, Ed, why'd you stop? Hey, man, I gotta catch my breath. You got it? Yeah, I go.
I ain't a gangster or hoodlum, a cook or a thug, but I was covered by slugs. Can you handle God's love? You rather bust slugs, you rather mean mugs, but when push comes to shove, can you handle God's love? If I could just reach one of y'all with my rhyme, then I know I could reach most of y'all. In due time, and see the devil wants to make us fall in this life, but I know he can't get to us all. So let's fight. If I could just reach one of y'all with my rhyme, if I could just reach one of y'all with my rhyme, if I could just reach one of y'all. With my rhyme, then I know I can reach most of y'all in due time.
Now looky, looky here, the brother Ick has appeared. I got that uncut and raw flavor for your ears. All demons fear when I let loose a flow. And when I enter the center, they're like, yo, yo, there he go. Untouchable, made men for Christ. Forget about it, see he gave his life. And like the silver and black attack, there ain't no stopping. Cause I'm running through your team like Napoleon. All the tracks I killed, I'm wanting the full state, cause my rap's too real. And if words can kill, I'll be a two-time felon. One for each album, third strike, no telling. I'll be sailing with a paddle going straight up the river. Sign, seal, deliver, my message, it gives you shivers. It's bigger than all of us, so that's the rhyme and reasoning. Like a ray the fan, I'm down in and out of season. 408 reasons why this crash life's so lovely, huh? Can I get an amen, somebody? The seven still a vehicle of choice. The mic, here's my weapon. Ammunition is my voice. The target, all my folks that are slipping into darkness. Yo, I try my hardest, gotta get you back regardless of any opposition. I ain't tripping, I'm on a mission. All I need is one mic and one vision. That's it, man.
Come and walk with me, talk with me. Give me a minute, I got some things on my mind. I like to sprinkle you with it. Don't get it twisted, cause my rhymes are uplifted. Some may not get this, but I'm on the devil's hit list. When I spit this, your rhyme to the lost, that's my target. The gangsters and thugs, dolphins are heartless. Caught up in the darkness, in the dungeons where you'll find them. In the arms of Diablo, but I'm right behind them. Line them up, bind them up. This is demon slaying, but they believe that things are strange. Cause these demons ain't playing. Never thinking for somebody, and they come back for revenge. We take lives.
Radio. Happy Friday night, everybody. Yeah, yeah. This is Mary Fisher, Mr. Eric Bush. We have we got our brand new co-host tonight, Friday night special. This is Mr. Joseph Rojas and Ariana Rojas. They are going to be.
How are you? How you folks doing? How you folks doing out there?
Good. Listen, let me have you go ahead and introduce yourself, Joseph, and then we'll have Ariana introduce herself and, just basically, tell everybody who you are, where you guys reside, and what you represent for Versatile Radio.
All right. Well, like you guys are saying, I'm Joseph Rojas. I'm here with my wife. I'm from Banning, California. That's at least where we stay at right now. We really just represent Versatile Radio in the part that giving God glory and searching the gifts
of right.
hope. That's what our heart's at, me and my wife.
Amen, mijo. Go ahead, Ariana.
Oh, I guess we're just excited about tonight being able to introduce some great artists and hoping to encourage some listeners tonight.
Most definitely. Thank you guys so much for helping us out here at Versatile Radio. We always encourage any type of positive spiritual music that glorifies God. So anybody out there listening that has any referrals or would like to join us, join the team here at Versatile Radio and are connected to any type of positive type of music or artists, producers, even comedians.
Actors. Yeah, they do, yes.
Yeah, you tell them, Mr. Bush.
All them positive people.
Right. That's why we are Versatile Radio. We do keep it positive, nothing negative. Tonight we have quite a few guests and I believe a DJ that might be joining us. I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Joseph Rojas tell us a little bit about who we expect to be joining us tonight on Versatile Radio. And we do have, I believe, one of the artists that is... we're very, very honored to have him join us. His name is Greg. And I'm going to go ahead and let Joseph say a little bit more about that. Go ahead, Joyce.
We got some awesome people coming in tonight. I got four good friends of mine that happen to be great artists as well. My friend that's on hold to be interviewed right now is Greg Proclaim Cotham. I got another friend, Squeaky G, that's doing a hip-hop gospel to the fullest. You know, I got my friend Deuce that's doing it hard for Jesus, and DJ Rex, awesome man of God. And they all really bring a big part of the ministry as far as bringing hope to people, you know. So that's what we got for tonight.
And yeah. We're Mr. Eric Bush and myself, we are you know, we're here tonight, of course, to support Mr. Rojas and Mrs. Rojas. We're showing them the ropes and guiding them through the episode so that they can get the hang of it. And they're going to be doing their own show pretty soon. So you guys just hang tight. They got a lot of good stuff coming up tonight. We here at Versatile Radio are also celebrating our one-year anniversary coming up on May 5th. It's been a long year, but we made it one year anniversary.
Yeah.
We're not having any type of party, any type of event, but we are definitely celebrating in our own little way. You know, yeah, we might have a little private something, so, you know, we'll hit you guys up privately. You guys just look out for any type of messages, and like I said, we've got a good show coming up for you guys this evening. Ariana, thank you. Thank you so much for all the effort that you put into the show. I know that you really have applied yourself to this and your heart's in it. So I just want to say thank you, okay?
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. What do we got? What do we got coming up, Joseph? Right now.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and have you play something.
All right, so right now I got my friend Cosmo's song. It's called So We Tell Him, and it kind of exactly what it sounds like, you know, when we're representing Christ. So I'm going to play this so you guys get a little feel of what he represents, okay?
What genre is this of music? As far
the genre
as
genre is it's like a I'm going to say it's gospel hip hop. It's a you know, he raps for Jesus, and it's really just a, for me, I just take it as hip-hop. It's nothing, and we'll get a little more of a feel of it, of how he can explain a genre and what he puts into it.
It's called keeping it real, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Hit it, Joseph.
All right. Thank you.
But I can't quit and I won't stop, and I'm going off when that beat drop. Hit him with a bang bang, but it ain't no thing when I maintain what it is pertain. It's on my brain, the holy lamb was slain and he is the king. He took my pain, redeemed myself, cause I have failed. I was there with a lack of faith, now I'm safe from the pits of hell. And I was on the road to death, had that darkness in my chest. Now we spit that holy fire, cause we reppin' for the best. Hit him with a vicious flow when I go off. I was living in venom, so I had a vendetta with anyone, I was too lost. But I beat them odds, and now I'm reppin' for the savior. Dropping bombs, I'm making craters for my creative, cremate the creations I'm making. If my heart is vacant, then take it and make it whole again. Follow the one that's controlling. If you don't have him, then I get my condolences. And I roll my sins, burn them up, no blood though. For the sun though, I run though. I was there when I back and I'm out that grave and I'm on my upload.
They ask us what we do,
so we tell them.
They ask us why we do it,
so we tell them.
They ask us how we do it.
I do what I do, got a crew that'll prove that we got paper. Trying to screw that and get new back, but a bless you, come back later. Got an issue with that, too bad, too sad, who's that, who raps, new raps, cool chats, new raps, look back, who's cats when he mentioned about his savior. Had to prove that you rap, new match, new pack, new facts, new acts, new back, new acts, new packs, you should just let it burn like papers. My heart runs by like an acre, you can say all can I, you can say my heart was dark as I, with a spark line like a shark collide, with the arch that I had a part of sliding, give my heart to the arc of life, trying to keep the flame, but the devil sees the organite. I run again, don't smoke, finally got a wrong choke on it, you smoke to the sea, hope, I got a rope tied, spoke to the tree, that on it, keep faith, bar, call my God, like honest, if you're not on it, get that free, got started, gotta keep to the dream, I see you see through me, you think I'm see through, but I'm free through, he who bleed through, see that
his people.
They ask us what we do, so we tell them. They ask us why we do it, so we tell them. They ask us how we do it.
Proclaim right there. We have that individual actually live right now on Versatile Radio. Welcome.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's Welcome. Up? How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome track, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that track?
Well, that track right there, it was just more so just simply representing Christ. I mean, you know, we as Christians have a job to go out and tell the world, you know, and that's pretty much what the song was about. It's just, you don't have to be whack to be a Christian rapper, you know. You don't have to be anything
right.
like that. You know, you can represent God and do it to the fullest, and that's just pretty much what that song's about.
And still be down, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Well, you know, normally we like to introduce our artists before we play their songs, but we're versatile, so we'll keep it versatile. And it's not your bad, Joe. You're doing an awesome job. yeah, but you know, let's go ahead and kind of rewind it a little bit. And I'm basically gonna let Joseph and Ariana ask you a few questions, but beginning with, tell us, my question to you is, you know, of course you've already introduced yourself, but tell us exactly how you came into music, Christian music. You could start with your salvation if you'd like, and then we'll let Joseph and Ariana finish.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of weird. I actually grew up listening to, like, 80s music, you know, like rock, because my parents were into that stuff. So I grew up listening to, like, Metallica, and I actually didn't even start rapping until I was about 18 years old. And so it just kind of came. I got saved, and I was hanging out with a buddy. The guy who actually did the second verse on that last track, shout out to Jason Reich, he pretty much just hooked it up. I mean, he was doing rap at the time, and we were really good friends, so he just kind of showed me. He was like, hey, did you ever rap? And I was like, no, I didn't. But I used to write poetry, so he just kind of, you know, said, hey, you should just try to put it on a song. And so I did, and, you know, I eventually just fell in love with it, and it's just so much better that I'm able to do it for Christ, you know, for
awesome. Right. That's a big change from Metallica.
Yeah, huge.
backing it up a little bit, were you, you know, were you like a headbanger?
yeah, kind of. I mean, I guess you could. I mean, my brother was a drummer in a band, and you know, that's what my parents were into. So, yeah, I really didn't even start listening to rap again until I was about 18. So. What was that?
He's keeping it versatile.
Yeah, keep it up.
Right. Well, you know, you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Awesome
I appreciate
job.
It.
And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your transition coming out of the world into salvation, into Christianity, into serving God, and what inspired you to do that? What tell us the changing point.
Well, honestly, what inspired me to do it was God himself. I mean, I didn't really grow up in church. You know, I when I was in high school, I played basketball and hung out with a lot of, you know, the crowd would say popular people. But, you know, it was just more so just because I just felt appreciated in that, you know, and I just felt, you know, happy and like nothing was wrong. But when I came to Christ and God opened up my heart, I realized how much was going on in my life that I wasn't happy with. And I was able to open myself up and see myself for who I truly am. And it was such a blessing to have God just come into my life, because before it was, you know, smoking weed, drinking, sex, crazy stuff, you know. And and once God got a hold of me, it was just like a huge transition. I mean, it was obviously life changing. I can't even really put it into words better than that, other than it's just God really inspired me. He really got into my heart.
Okay. Joseph, Ariana, is there anything you would like to ask him?
Yeah, you know what? The whole thing, the theme tonight, it was, you know, here comes a dreamer. And the reason being that we chose that, because, you know, when we read in about the story of Joseph and the fact that boy had dreams that God gave him, and in there his brothers, after mocking him and doing things like that, he started walking towards him, and his brothers said together, you know, here comes the dreamer, in a way of mocking. And it's just kind of hit me and my wife to think, well, you know, a lot of that happens in our life every day, and especially growing up in the world we live in today. It's just, you know, the world tells us that we can't do something, we can't say this, we can't be that, we can't follow our dreams because of our past or our parents or whatever. So with that being said, of why we are focusing on that, you know, I just wanted to ask you in what your testimony or what you've had in your life, that people tried to tell you what you couldn't be a rapper, or you couldn't follow Christ, or try to say what dreams you had couldn't come true because of whatever circumstance. What in your life could you tell us that's happened, and could you tell us more of how you were able to overcome that? You know, obviously with God and maybe the testimony of that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of funny because when I started rapping, I was terrible at it. So, you know, it was just more so just having a lot of people say, oh, it's not good. You know, I mean, and at first it was just a hobby. You know, it was something that was fun to do, and I didn't take it too serious. It was a way to, you know, express my praise to God in a different form that I wasn't used to. But, like, once I realized, you know what, I don't care what anybody says. I only care what God has over my life and what he's calling me to do. So once I realized that, man, I was able to just, you know, practice, take it outside the box, and just, you know, let God move me to do what I'm supposed to do instead of taking the steps myself, you know. And that's pretty much it, you know.
That's right.
I mean, that's strength right there, you know. Sometimes it's hard for a lot of us to do something like that, you know, to the simple and the hardest thing to overcome it. But, you know, I had a couple other things, if you didn't mind me asking you a couple more questions.
Oh, no, not at all.
So, with, you know, you being so young as far as, I guess you would say, in a rap game, as far as, you know, say as an artist, could you say that, you know, your dreams as far as that goes has changed? Like, have you been able to set your standards higher because of your relationship with God? Are your dreams bigger now that you're becoming more aware of your talent and what?
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely able to dream bigger. It's funny, you know, like I think about it and realize that, you know, through God, it literally says in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It doesn't say that we can do some things or a little bit of things. It says we can do all things. And so you know, that's how I look at it, man. Like, the sky is the limit, you know. The sky, past the sky is the limit, you know. It's really just all what God has in plan for me, and just staying focused on what he has for me, and you know, just realizing that this could be something that can reach a lot of people, and that's what the goal is, you know. Right. Thank you. With music and in your life, with faith and not just music, so I guess you would say in everything in life, what is your dream to do with ministry, with your music? Do you plan on doing this forever? Is there other things that you see that you love as much as music?
Well, you know, just the mission is just to get souls saved. I mean, just to reach people. And I'm so blessed to have a wife who has the same vision as me. And shout out to my wife, Jennifer Cotham. She's awesome. You know, she really helps me to keep pressing in things when I get down on myself or I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, she's always right there to tell me, you know, God is good and has a plan for what you're doing, you know, and that's the ultimate goal. I mean, if you know, I can reach 10 people or, you know, a million people with the music, then God bless it, because that's what it's all about. It's just that one person, you know, really, really is everything.
That's right.
All right.
We have actually another song in the lineup that we are going to play by you. And what's the name of the song, Joseph?
It's called It Is What It Is.
Tell us a little bit about that song before Joseph plays it.
Well, it pretty much is just, you know, just doubting your critics. You know, everybody has critics, and honestly, they can say what they want to say, but it is what it is. I mean, what God does and what he has over your life is ultimately what's going to happen. So that's just basically what the song's about.
Right, and in Spanish, this is how we say it. Es como es.
Es como es, huh?
Es como es. It is what it is. Hit it, Joey.
All right.
We'll be right back with Proclaim. Russell Power Radio.
Yeah.
I got my bright sun shining like I'm stage light. Got the word eating at my brain like it's headlight. Killing my flesh, walking like I'm dead, right? But I go on for the king like some headlights. Ha, I got some haters probably laughing, but where they gon' be when the king is coming back? I ain't really tripping, let them keep blasting. I'm staying on my feet through it all, yeah, I'm on my BoJack. I wreck the one who sprung into action, took the heavy hits, bruises in the lashes. And I ain't worried about the money or the fashion. I'm more concerned about living with the passion. A chance, dead flesh here, old me dead. So what can I fear? Be banging out the bass, shaking on the mirror. You say I'm looking funny? Well, I don't really care, yeah. Listen, they say I'm looking funny. I ain't tripping, no. They say I'll never make it big. I ain't tripping, no. I'm here to talk about the king. Everywhere I go, it is what it is. I ain't tripping, no. They say I'm looking funny. I ain't tripping, no. They say I'll never make it big. I ain't tripping, no. I'm here to talk about the king. Everywhere I go, it is what it is. I ain't tripping, no. They say I'm tripping, cause I'm never sipping. I'm drunk on the spirit, no, I don't need no liquor. No bottles in the club, no ladies on me stripping. Got my wife and a kid, I ain't planning on slipping. Holler back if you feel me, I'ma rev Jesus even if they kill me. If you agree, put your hands to the ceiling, cause the party never stops when they throw us out the field. Yeah, listen, they say they living once, I don't hear them, no. That's why I talk about the king everywhere I go. But they don't want the truth, they just want the flow. I try to mix it up, so I give them both. Me and the team going hard in the paint, and I'ma rep them till the day I'm in my grave. No chains no more, not a slave, but I'm dead, cause to die is the game, yeah. They say I'm looking funny, I ain't tripping, no. They say I'll never make it big, I ain't tripping, no. I'm here to talk about the king, everywhere I go, it is what it is. I ain't tripping, no. They say I'm looking funny, I ain't tripping, no. They say I'll never make it big, I ain't tripping, no. I'm here to talk about the king, everywhere I go, it is what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody. Sorry for that pause. As you guys already know, we got Mr. Joseph Rojas and Ariana, who are our new co-host, and we're basically, Eric and I are training them. Proclaim, Greg, that was an awesome song. I love that song right there. I know that it was a little bit kind of last minute type of thing, as far as, scheduling the show. Usually we try to do it like 2 weeks ahead of time. But, definitely would love for you to submit the rest of your music or any other projects that you have worked on here at Versatile Radio. We have a whole lot of listeners, and we are worldwide. So, we love promoting the positive message. Mr. Bush.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, I just want to tell you that you got talent.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you keep going your dream and don't let nobody tell you anything opposite, because they just mad because they may not be doing it.
Right. Okay.
But
you
did.
Thank
you. And that's
real good music.
That's coming from the Dude It Man right there.
Yeah.
Greg, you plan on continuing it, correct? You're going to keep doing it, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's the plan. I mean, I love to do it. Having support like this and, having opportunities like this only makes it that much better, I appreciate it. And, plan on keep going.
Well, like we were saying, and you were saying, God has a plan for you, sir.
Right.
He's
Amen.
Got a plan for you. You just keep doing your thing. You get out to everybody out there when you can.
Sure. You stay tuned to Versatile Radio and, look forward to us playing your songs, promoting your songs. If there's anybody else that you would like to promote as far as the positive music, spiritual music, just get it us, Joey or Ariana. We want to thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming. And we can't wait to have you back, when we all get our hands on this and really start reaching by the numbers, man,
Yeah, right on.
Greg, if somebody wants to get a hold of one of your songs, is there a way they can do that?
Yeah, they are all available for free download at soundcloud.com. If you just go to, to the search, type in Greg Cotham, Proclaim, it should pop up, and then if you click on the song, you should be able to download it right there.
Right.
I
have one more question for you, and then I'm going to go ahead and have you throw out your links one more time, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. But to any and all artists that are out there and say they're baby Christians or, they're trying to make that conversion, and they're into the music thing. Do you what would you tell them? What kind of inspiring words would you tell those individuals?
I would just say keep going. Doesn't matter what anybody says or any of that. It just matters what God has for you. So, whether you're on the fence, whether you're slipping up, it doesn't matter. Keep going, because God has grace over your life and he has a plan for you. So if this is a dream of yours and God has put it on your heart to do it, then by all means, keep going. And like I said, you're always going to have critics and someone's going to be hating on it, but really it doesn't matter. What matters is what God thinks, and that's what's important.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. Yes. We hope that you continue listening to the show for the rest of the year. Oh, actually, we got about an hour, 15 minutes left. We also have Squiggy is on the line right now. He's
Squiggy.
On hold. We're gonna Squiggy G, is that his name?
Yeah,
that's
Squiggy
it.
G.
Yeah. Why don't you kind of let's actually before that back it up, Proclaim. Let's throw out your links real quick, so that everybody knows where to find you, your music, your Facebook, whatever it might be.
Okay, you can find me on SoundCloud, like I said. Just search Proclaim Gregory Cotham. You can find me on Facebook as well. Just same thing, Facebook/Proclaim Gregory Cotham. And I post music up there sometimes, and it'll be available for free download as well. And, I'll stay tuned with you guys, and I'll let you guys know I plan on dropping a mixtape this summer. So When I do that, I'll let you guys know, and then we can maybe do this again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. You know. Go ahead, man.
What's up?
Go ahead, Mr. Bush.
Greg, can you spell your last name out there? Spell your last name.
Cotham. It's C-O-T-H-A-M, like Gotham, but with a C.
C-O-T-H-A-M. Okay, cool.
Right.
Right. One of our biggest mottos right here at Versatile Radio is we don't hate, we collaborate. And, so we like to keep it like that and keep it positive. So once again, we thank you for joining us here on Versatile Radio. I'm going to go ahead and leave you in our lounge so that you can continue listening to the show while we bring Squeegee. We'll be back with him right after this. Versatile Radio, another song by Brother Ig. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Brother Versatile Radio.
Hey, yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody. That was another a song by Mr. Gregor, Brother Ig, titled In the Rain. We have Squeaky G on the line with us tonight. Well, welcome to Versatile Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah.
Mr. Squeaky G, representing with Not of This World, sir. Welcome to Versatile Radio.
We got it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. First of all, I want to start this off before I even say anything. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37, it says, knowing all things that we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So tonight, I just want to say this. I'm just excited to be with you guys tonight. But one thing I know for sure is if it wasn't for Jesus, man, none of this would be possible. So I just want to give God all the glory, first of all.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Right on.
Love
it. I love it. This is what Versatile Radio is all about right here, is these types of moments. So to any and all of our listeners, our supporters, this is what's up right here, okay? Mr. Steve G, let's introduce yourself and let everybody know, who you represent and what – where you're at as far as your music right now before we actually get into any more of this interview and getting into your songs.
Okay, first of all, I'm 25 years old. I've been married for 2.5 years to a beautiful woman of God who loves Jesus with all of her heart. We just had our first baby just 6 months ago. His name is Ezra William Gutierrez. I'm just blessed. I've been all around the world doing music actually since I was 16 years old. So it's been over almost 10 years now, man, that God has just been using my life. So it's amazing. I love it. I love Jesus. I'm sponsored by Not of This World, as you heard. God is just good. I can't complain. He's amazing. And I'm just blessed to be alive and doing what he's called me to do.
Awesome. Now, before Joseph and Ariane, I know they have a couple questions for you. Me personally, my question is, let's speak a little bit about your conversion, what you came out of as far as the world, and tell me about the highlights of all that.
I guess I'll just give you quick highlights. Man, I was born with a disease in my throat. Doctors diagnosed me at the age of 3. I had no voice. I wasn't able to speak until I was about 6 or 7 years old. I've had over 70-something surgeries on my throat. I grew up having surgeries every 2 weeks, then every 3 weeks, and God did something amazing to where I was able to have surgeries every month, then every other month. And, all I can say is God is so good. I was lost. I was hurt. I was broken. I got myself involved in a lot of ugly stuff, got myself involved in gangs, got myself involved in just all this bad life. But at the age of about 15 years old, man, God just got a hold of me, just shook me up, just showed me his love and grace. And I've never been the same. I've been serving the Lord now for 10.5 years, just strong for Jesus, just giving him everything. So it's exciting. It's amazing. God is good.
Awesome. And where did the name Squeaky G, how do you pronounce it? Squeaky? Squeaky? How do you spell it?
Yeah, it's squeaky. It's just Squeaky G. The crazy thing is I spelt it kind of weird. It's S-Q-W-Y-K-Y, just because when I came up with my name, I was only 15 years old. And I just thought I was cool spelling it a dumb way. So it just stuck that way because nobody wanted to let me change it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And one of the biggest things, you are sponsored by Not of This World, correct?
Yeah. And it's been a major blessing. I've been with them for now 6 years. I'm looking forward to the future with them. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Awesome. Go ahead, Joseph and Ariana.
All right. Well, man, I got to say, I love your testimony, Will, or Squeaky. You know, every time we hear it, and I know that when you just give that testimony for any of the youth, it touches hearts, man. It gives hope, you know, because a lot of us are at that point where, like, what we are focused on tonight is having those dreams, and then we're surrounded by the gang life, the drug life, the, you know, confusion of our sexuality, this and that, and everything wants to get in our way, and try to, the enemy wants to try to stop us from fulfilling those dreams that God gives us. But you're an awesome testimony to that, man. We're glad to have you on radio tonight.
Most definitely.
We just wanted to ask you a couple questions, you know, because we might know your testimony somewhat, but we want to know, as far as besides maybe with the illness that you're growing up with your music and being a Christian, where in that, in your faith, where you come across obstacles, where you were having dreams and visions that people and things would come across you? Could you give us a little bit of a testimony of those things that would try to get in your way and how you overcame those things?
Oh, man. I'm just going to be very honest. I am very good looking. No, I'm just kidding. No. So, you know what? It's crazy because everything just would come at me. I'm talking just, oh, man. I was tempted with drugs. I was tempted by girls. I was tempted by just gangs, violence, just everything. You know, the devil knows our weaknesses. But when you know who you are in Christ, you're able to overcome that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say there was a lot of obstacles coming my way. And when I was immature in my relationship with God, it was very easy for me to fall short. It was very easy for me to step into those sinful desires of my flesh. But as I become to understand that Christ loved me completely and that his death, burial, and resurrection was a complete job, that it's a finished work, then I actually realize, you know, it's no longer about me, but it's about the one dwelling on the inside of me. The book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says it the best. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I, but he who dwells on the inside of me. So when I used to live my life, I was living my life with my own power, with my own strength, with my own abilities. And when I put that identity of Galatians 2:20 on, and I said, hey, it's no longer I, but it's Jesus. He's the one that really helped me overcome, because in all reality, I couldn't do it with my own power and my own ability. So honestly, to answer your question, Jesus helped me overcome those trials. They were big, they were ugly, but God is bigger and he's beautiful. So it was just trusting in him with everything, man. It got me through. But yes, it was hard, it was ugly, it was nasty, but I actually had to realize that it was about Jesus and it wasn't about me, because if it was about me, then I fail. But if it's about him, then I succeed. So that's it.
Amen. Glory to God.
No, I don't want to step back too much. I wanted to ask you, you know, with the talent that you have, who inspired you as far as, who was your favorite rap artist, rock artist? Who, I mean, any of that. What did you listen to growing up that kind of drove you to do what you did, the style that you got?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because honestly, I before I had gotten saved, before I gave my life to Jesus, and you know, I realized that he loved me completely, I was totally just bound up in listening to guys like 50 Cent, listening to guys like Nas and things like that, Tupac, of course. So I listen to those kind of hip-hop artists, but I can't say that they inspired me. I can't say that they inspired me to do music. I honestly have to say it was all Jesus who inspired me. And then when I got saved, here's the crazy thing. When I got saved, I really didn't know too much of about hip-hop. I was into all I heard all the time that my parents played. It wasn't hip-hop music. It was more of like a praise music and Crystal Lewis and all these other like Supertones, all these weird bands they used to listen to. So it wasn't really about hip hop for me. And then as I started maturing in age, I know that a lot of these other rappers started coming out, but my attention honestly wasn't on them, and I really wasn't listening to any. So I really can't say that I was inspired by a specific Christian artist. I just got to say, man, I've heard rap growing up, but my life was totally about Jesus, and I just figured, man, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to give it all to him. And just to let you guys know, it wasn't my desire to be a rapper. It wasn't my decision. It was actually prophesied over me when I was only 5 years old that I was going to travel the world, I was going to preach the gospel, and that I was going to rap for Jesus. And then what ended up happening is when I turned about 14 years old, I got prophesied over again by a guy at my dad's church, and he said, hey, you know what? God's called you to travel the world, to preach the gospel, and to rap. So in all reality, man, I haven't been inspired by any artist. I was inspired by the Word of God.
Wow. Were you reminded of that prophecy growing up as you got older, like, say, out of high school and before you got saved? Were you reminded of that prophecy?
Oh, no. Here's the nutty thing about it. I think this is crazy, is I grew up – actually, I live in Beaumont now, so I'm over here by Palm Springs area, but I grew up in La Puente, California, and I was jacked up, man. I was messed up. I was tore up, and I was looking for love in all the wrong –
You grew up in the barrio.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just had to do that because, you know, we got to keep it versatile right here and let everybody know we do relate.
I definitely grew up – I grew up in the hood, and you know what's crazy is you know, I wasn't reminded that I was supposed to be an artist, but I did have a praying mother, and I had a praying father, and the crazy thing is my mom used to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning and just hit her knees, and I would listen – I would hear her praying in the next room saying, my son is a preacher. My son is a minister. My son is going to travel the world. He is a prophet to the nations. And she would pray, and I would be thinking she was crazy, but little did I know, man, Jesus was all up in it. So,
that's right.
Wow. Amen. Man, no, well,
let's go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I kind of wanted to see if we can throw in one of your songs, Squeaky. Just one of my favorites. You know, there's so many that you got, so we can only get a couple of them. But I wanted to play Saving Some Souls, and I wanted you to kind of give us a little bit of why you wrote this song, and you know, what kind of where your heart's at in it.
The crazy thing about this song is I honestly. You got to give it up for the dude you guys were just interviewing before me, Proclaim.
For sure.
That's my boy right there. He actually, me and him were sitting down together, and he showed me this beat, and he was like, he had his own like little flow to it, and I said, dude, we gotta make a song that has this kind of flavor to it. So long story short, I just started adding, you know, like, saving some souls for the king, never gonna stop. Saving some souls for the king, we take them to the top. Like, I was just, I don't know what happened, man. Jesus took over and we just did it. And so shout out to Proclaim because, honestly, I think he came up with the melody and stuff like that, man, and we just started writing the verses and it went tight.
Awesome. What's the name of the track?
It's called Saving Some Souls.
Hit it, Joseph. We'll be right back with Squeaky G.
Let's go.
This is on radio.
Yeah.
Life's a hard thing to live when I'm choosing Christ, but I'd rather choose to live than to lose my life. If I'm gonna live for God, then I'm gonna live it strong. And if this world is gonna come, I'm gonna say to bring it on.
Bring it on.
When I am weak and him, I'm strong.
wrong. Yes, he died, but he ain't gone cause he lives on. This track ain't for you to go and lean with it, rock with it. But to get your Bible, preach the gospel, walk with it. And when you walk with it, boy, you better bring it hard. Jesus Christ was not only bruised, but he was scarred. Yes, he died, but he rose in 3 days. And when he rolled the stone away, he rose from the grave. When he took all the pain, he did it for you and me. And when he rose from the grave, he did it so we can see that he is the Lord, he is the King. And without him, there's no you and no me. Saving some souls to the King, never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take them to the top. Saving some souls to the King, we never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take them to the top. Saving some souls to the King. 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 Saving some souls to the King.
Like the cross, homie, 3 points deep. I wanna make his name famous, cause Christ don't sleep. I was deep in the fire, homie, hell was me. Now I'm standing on his word, homie, 10 toes deep. Let's go, hit him up, we rep him, see. There is no discrepancy, enemies under heaven, see. And he's crushed with divinity, and amidst the trinity, conversating consistency. Forgiving, he has taken three, now you can say it's hitting me. When I'm under rock in Christ's kingdom, I'm alone with the thunder. Hit him on the cross, he took three, Sinner could've took a number. But I wonder, you could have all the moves like Jackson, but you're nothing unless you're serving the one he jacked in. Bring forward the kingdom, anybody wants to see him. We can meet him, greet him, preach him, teach him, saving people so that we can free him. Christ is in the cockpit, homie, take control. And your flesh, kill it like a funeral.
Saving some souls to the King, never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take him to the top. Saving some souls to the King, we never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take him to the top. Saving some souls to the King.
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 Souls for the King.
I'll take the gospel to them gangsters, cause Paul murdered too, even to them weird dudes. Moses was a stutter too. Everything I say is true, no limit on what God can do. So I'm gonna preach the gospel even to them grimy youth. It don't matter about the picture, meaning on how they look, cause they can relate to scripture. Every chapter of the book, you lied, Peter too, you killed, Samson too, you cheated, David too, you ready, me too. Saving some souls for the King, it's a lovely habit. Satan plays tricks, so silly rabbit. I speak the truth out clear, so people can grasp it. Let every ear hear, salvation they can have it. I ain't trying to hold it in, now I live it out. Christ is the risen King, so I shout it out. I want peace to know all around the globe that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save their soul.
Saving some souls to the King, never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take them to the top. Saving some souls to the King, we never gon' stop. Saving some souls to the King, we take them to the top. Saving some souls to the King.
Saving some souls for the King.
Saving some souls for the King.
Saving some souls for the King.
Saving souls for the King. That's my life. That's what we do for Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man has...
Souls for the King. All right, Squeaky. I love that song, man. You got some, I gotta tell everybody that's listening right now, man, we got some fuck wild youth, man. This guy just gets wild for Jesus, and these kids get hyped no matter where they are. They just get him a number, people get interested, and it's just, yeah, I just love to see the energy that this guy brings. The first time I ever was around him, I mean, I heard him rap, I heard him playing guitar at the same time. I mean, kids jumping up and down worshiping, and you know what? About your minute. Hello.
Yeah. I'm kind of losing connection with you guys.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So what I was saying was, could you touch a little bit on?
I kind of heard what you said. You said something about these youth being pumped up and excited, and me leading worship and all that crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, could you tell me a little bit about your ministry with the warehouse? Tell everybody what that's about and how that got all started.
Yeah, about, I would say, it might have been five years ago already. I was actually, this might sound crazy, but I moved overseas and I lived in the UK, so I was living in London. And while I was living in London, I was teaming up with this church called Word of Life, and they needed help with their youth group. They needed help in the ministry, and I just asked God. I said, God, give me some fresh ideas to work with these young people. And at the time, I was still touring and doing my music and stuff like that. And the crazy thing is God just started giving me this idea about this warehouse experience and how it was just going to be all young people just flooding to the church to just seek God. And the crazy thing is, man, it just took off. Within the first 3 months, we went from just reaching about 15 kids to about 350 kids. And then after 6 months, we were reaching almost 575 kids. And God was just doing amazing things. And then I ended up moving to Spain. And when I lived in Spain, I did the same exact thing. We started up the warehouse experience in Spain. So we were just going all over the UK and Europe. And we were just using this ministry to reach young people. And then I moved back to the United States, and then we started it in Los Angeles. And then I moved to Tucson, Arizona, did it in Tucson, and then I came back, and now I live in the city of Beaumont, and we got the warehouse here. And the whole motive of it is just to reach young people and to just install Jesus into their lives and let them know that he loves them completely, and it's wild.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Joseph, I don't mean to interrupt you, but just real quick, Sweetie, we have a caller on the line, and, you know, Versatile Radio, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and Cinco de Mayo is our anniversary. We've been, you know, just basically keeping it versatile, and, you know, like I mentioned earlier before, it's all for the love of God, and I want to bring this caller live real quick. This is one of our biggest supporters at Versatile Radio, and she just has something to say right quick. I just want to give a shout-out to her, a whole lot of thanks. Everybody, you know, on the Versatile Radio crew on the team, we love Naomi. She's just awesome. She's got our back no matter what. Naomi, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Thank you for calling in.
I'm glad. Thank you very much for accepting my call. And I'm just applauding you guys because you guys are taking it one step further into having the spiritual help going around to everybody else, you know, reaching out to people. I like that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the air and letting us know that, Naomi. Squeegee, I don't know, you know, how much you know about Versatile Radio, but we do go versatile. You know, we bring on a whole lot of hip-hop artists. You know, we did, you know, some underground artists got a little bit too intense for us as far as the profanity and that. But we were also, like, in New York with the freestyle thing. And, you know, we promote artists from around the world. And for Naomi to see an episode like this on Versatile Radio is the reason why she called in. And she just kind of wanted to, you know, just give a shout-out to us and to you for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi. We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you so much, and you guys keep on going the same. Keep it up and keep on doing the great work you guys do, and congratulations, okay?
Thank you very much, Naomi. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Joseph.
All right. Well, man, I got to say that's awesome. How many years, how God's brought you through, what he's brought you through, and with this whole idea of dreams. Could you tell us, before we get to a close on this, about your dreams? What dreams do you have? Because I know that, you know, you're not only doing hip-hop, you're doing worship, you're with the youth. You know, you're showing grace to everybody when it comes to showing the love of God to whether you're homosexual, you're on drugs. It doesn't matter. You're just reaching out. So I know you have a lot of things you put in your hands on. Could you just give us what your dreams are, what you see God doing for you in the future?
Just to tap in a little bit of what you just said. Last week I had the opportunity to speak at a gay and lesbian club in a high school. And, you know, just to share the love of Jesus and the grace of God and how God so loved the world that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of man. And I think that's my biggest dream, is to spread the gospel, to spread the love of Christ, and to let people know, hey, you're not too damaged, you're not too broken, you're not too hurt for Jesus. Jesus loves you just the way you are, and it's okay to be broken. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to be confused about your sexuality. It's okay to be, you know, doing whatever you're doing. But let me tell you something. Jesus loves you completely, and he died for that issue that you have. And, you know, I think a lot of times as Christians, you know, I think there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time judging people instead of encouraging them and letting them know that God died, God sent Jesus to die for them. And I think my biggest dream in all reality is just to spread the love of Jesus everywhere that I go. I was judged when I was younger for all my sins by people, and I believe in accountability. I believe in living out a Christ life, and I believe in walking out your godly life. But I also believe that there's people out there that really don't understand how much God loves them. And when they don't understand that, they act out in different ways, and they're not really living out their full potential with Jesus. And my job, my dream, is just to spread that news that Jesus loves you completely. And it's Jesus plus nothing that gets you to heaven. And I want to encourage people that the blood of Jesus is more than enough.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we start getting to close this up, I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play I'm a Child of the King. Could you tell us a little bit about that song before we play it?
Oh, it's exactly that. It's just proclaiming the fact that I'm a child of the King, that I belong to God, I belong to Jesus, and I've been bought with a price, and my life is his, and that's it.
Amen. All right, well, let's get started.
A child of the King, I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King. Yes, I'm a child, don't get it twisted. Blood runs deep, his love got me lifted. Satan is a hater though, trying to steal my peace. Christ already won that battle, Satan is deceased. Don't just walk, child, know who your daddy is. He died, then rose, yes, your daddy lives. MC Hammer on him, devil can't touch me. But I keep praising Christ because he loves me. I know who he is, so I know who I am. I built my life upon the rock, I kept a way to stand. So I keep my hands lifted, keep my lips praising. My father's so great, his love is so amazing. I can't keep it for myself, I gotta tell others. There's only one King, it's my job to create brothers. You're a child of the Savior, also known as a King. Don't be silent about the faith, let your praises ring. I'm a child of the King, I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King.
I've been fighting this flesh since I was given my breath. Now I'm heavenly set, to the King I will rest. Draw me closer and closer, 'cause I was beaten and hopeless. But now my God gave me focus, and now I'm good, man, I'm kosher. So follow me as I follow Elohim, he's calling me, yes. All of me following, all of him, all around I've been blessed. So check it, I've been infected with the love of the resurrection. From a worldly perception to a righteous perspective. Aggressive in pursuit of life, from Adam and Eden to Jesus and freedom. Believe he interceded, never grieving. I'm believing the kingdom is coming soon. Sweeping the enemy, he's bringing out the broom. I'm signed on the dotted line, Jesus my co-signer. Been brought on this new squad, call us the 39ers. Yeah, 'cause by stripes I'm clean. See me praising the Father, 'cause I'm a child of the King. Yeah,
I'm a child of the King, I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. Said I'm a child of the King. No devil, you can't touch me, 'cause I'm a child of the King.
All right, all right. Man, I love that song. We're Child of the King. All right. So, Squeaky, if you could, if you can close us out, if you can give us any of the listeners some encouraging words, maybe for anybody that wants to get involved with music and have a relationship with Christ, you know, you can just maybe give us a prayer or just give any kind of encouragement, and then after that you can just let us know how we can get a hold of your music, via iTunes and all that.
I just want to say Jesus is everything. Jesus is amazing, and as long as you keep him first in your life, you will be blessed, you will be encouraged, you will be strengthened, and living a life for him is just amazing. I am an example of someone who has been transformed, delivered, set free, healed, and blessed by the love of Jesus and his death, burial, and of course his resurrection that just brought a whole new life. And I just pray that your guys' lives, whoever's listening, you are inspired by not only my testimony, but inspired by who Jesus is behind my testimony. And I just pray that he just blesses your life completely. And if you don't believe in him, I just pray you open up your heart and just give him a chance, because he is amazing. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. I have my own website, squeakyg.com. You can find me on Squeaky G at Instagram, Squeaky G at Twitter, S-Q-W-Y-K-Y-G, all one word. That's S-Q-W-Y-K-Y-G. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I just pray you guys continue to have a blessed night and a blessed year, another year of success and beautiful just music coming through, and just the presence of the Lord just fill your guys' lives every day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Squeaky.
Thank you so much, Squeaky, man. Can't wait to have you one day come back in now with a new album and give us a testimony of how everything turned out with your dreams.
Yeah, hey, and real quick, if you're in the Arizona area, I'll be out in Arizona in 2 weeks. If you're in Florida, I'll be out in Florida in the next few months. If you're out in New York, I'll be out in New York in the next few months. Even overseas, man, we're doing a lot of traveling. We're coming up on Africa and a few different areas. So if you want to know more about what I'm doing, you could just hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook, or squeakyg.com. That's S-Q-W-I-K-Y-G. God bless you guys. Thank you.
That's
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Yes, God bless. We have we got the DJ Rex on the line. We have Roman that wanted to give a shout out, and we got Deuce too. So let me go ahead and have you handle that, Joseph.
Right now,
we're gonna let's play a song, take a break, and we're gonna come back with either one of these artists and DJs right here. Go ahead, Joseph.
Rest in peace. Fornication, uncleanness, loot, idolatry, and sorcery. Rest in peace. I hate that pride, I hate that lust, everything that makes us crush. Rest in peace. I hate that anger, I hate that jealousy, anything that makes us envy. Rest in peace. Away with the old man, cause Christ came to life and he died for all sin. I've seen idolatry come upon a young woman's soul. All she sought after was money and gold. She fell in love with that cash. That cash brought mammon. That cash could only last until her soul seen famine. She died a winner, a casket plated gold, but she died a sinner, a flame seeking soul. I also know a man who dealt with anger and envy, had jealousy in his heart, so his girlfriend was an enemy. She couldn't even smile, or else he would beat her. At the same time, this dude was a cheater. She felt no love, so to sleep she would hug herself. She hated life so much, so at night she hung herself.
Rest in peace.
Fornication, uncleanness, loot, idolatry, and sorcery.
Rest in peace.
I hate that pride, I hate that lust, everything that makes us crush.
Rest in peace.
I hate that anger, I hate that jealousy, anything that makes us envy.
Rest in peace.
Away with the old man, cause Christ came to life.
life and he died for all sins. They talk about love, but it's just hormones going crazy. That ain't love, cause in the end they abort their baby. Now the Lord is angry, their minds are going crazy. They need to hit their knees and ask the Lord to come and save me. There's nothing new under the sun, all the same sin. If they don't cry out to God, they get the same end. I used to speak death when I was talking. Now I kill my flesh and I'm a dead man walking. We need to die daily, we gotta kill our sin. Our flesh is very ugly, we need to cleanse our skin. Anger and envy, hate, assassination, pride and jealousy, lust,
rest,
fornication,
peace,
fornication, uncleanness, loot, idolatry and sorcery.
Rest in peace.
I hate that pride, I hate that lust, everything that makes us crushed.
Rest in peace.
I hate that anger, I hate that jealousy, anything that makes us envy.
Rest in peace.
Away with the old man, cause Christ came to life and he died for all sin. I gotta trust in God, he's true to his grace. My flesh makes me scream till I'm blue in the face. Trying to stay in one accord, not ruin this race. I can't do without you, Lord, I need you in this place. My heart full of sin, gave you negative space. But I'm trying to be safe, like I made it to base. Gotta kill my flesh, start seeking your face. Remove me from the rest, I wanna stay in the faith. Set apart from you, I'm destined to fail. I don't wanna fall like Satan, from heaven to hell. One foot, one knee, can't level the scale. R.I.P. me, now I'm dead to myself.
Rest in peace.
Fornication, uncleanness, loot, idolatry and sorcery.
Rest in peace.
I hate that pride, I hate that lust, everything that makes us crushed.
Rest in peace.
I hate that anger, I hate that jealousy, anything that makes us envy.
Rest in peace.
Away with the old man, cause Christ came to life and he died for all sin.
Rest in peace.
Peace.
Rest in peace.
Peace.
Rest in peace.
Peace.
Rest in peace.
All right. That's another song right there by our good friend Squeaky G, Rest in Peace. I think a lot of us can relate with a lot of the feelings in that song. All right, up next, we're going to introduce a good friend of ours, Deuce. Sorry, we got a little pause here. Sorry for that hold. Mr. Deuce, welcome to Versatile Radio.
What's going on? What's going on?
Now, God, welcome. I'm going to call her and make a shout out real quick.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Roman, you're on. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Everything's good, sir. Welcome to Versatile Radio.
So what's up, man? I just want to say what's up. First of all, just give praise to God for these three major artists right here, Deuce, Proclaim, and Squeaky G. Man, these guys are really what's holding it down right now, as far as what I've seen personal, because I've done ministry with these three guys, along with DJ Rex, and, you know, every time I see these guys in action, every time I see them perform, and every time I see them minister through song, not only through song, but on a one-on-one basis with people, it blesses my heart, and always draws me back to Romans 10, verse 14, where it talks about how blessed are those who preach the gospel. It's actually in verse 15. It says, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? And is it written, how beautiful are the feet those who preach the gospel of peace and bring tidings to good tidings to those. And these guys right here, man, representing.
That's right.
Christ,
that's right.
Representing Christ to the fullest, you know what I mean? And yeah. where where it's like so, it's so tangible, you know, in the presence of God when they're performing, the tangible of God's spirit is just there. And Joey and Ariana, they witnessed this face to face also, because they minister. We all minister in the same ministry, and so we actually, you know, Joey and Ariana are good friends of mine. They're actually my co-pilots, but we all are in the same ministry, and we've all done ministry together. We've all worked warehouse experience. We all done tours with these three guys, along with DJ Rex, and it's just been amazing what God has done, what God has shown us as young believers, as young adults, you know, on how powerful and how great and how tangible His Spirit really is.
Amen. This is Mary with Versatile Radio. I just, you know, want to take this opportunity right quick just to thank all of you guys for being on the show. We do have DJ Rex. He's on hold right now and waiting to come on the air. I'm going to go, just only because we have about 40 minutes left of the show, I'm going to go ahead and bring him live right now before we actually play a couple of tracks. I believe we do have some of Deuce's tracks lined up, don't we, Joseph?
Yeah, we got a couple Deuce's tracks up here. Before we get started on that, Deuce, if we could you please introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Man, how's everybody doing? Thank you much for having me. I go by Deuce. It's D-U-2-C-E. And it just stands for the second birth, being born again. Jesus has changed my life, transformed my life, man. So I just live for Him now. And I'm out of San Bernardino, California.
All right.
Yeah.
Representing San Bernardino.
Yeah, San Bernardino.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Let's get started with your song. I like your new song you just came out with, or at least recently that I noticed. It's called I Don't Even Care, or IDEC.
Yes, sir.
It's something I think is kind of like what Proclaim was, is, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just we represent Christ regardless, and we're unashamed. So could you tell us a little bit about that song before I play it?
Man, we do a lot of outreach. We're really outside of the four walls when it comes to the music. We're in high schools, and I've done it everywhere, you know. And I was very unashamed in the world. As soon as we walked into the club, you know, we would scream out our set and who we were. And now that we're, you know, that Jesus has filled us with His Spirit, man, and transformed us, it's the same thing. Wherever we go, we let it be known, you know, who we serve. And, you know, I get a lot of people, you know, sometimes look at me crazy, and for the church and the world, you know, the world's like, man, this dude's talking about Jesus, and he's being pretty bold with it. You know, they're not used to that. And, you know, but, you know, we just come with it with the truth and just love them, and they respect it, you know. And sometimes in the church they see us and, you know, they're like, oh, man, I didn't know you can do this in church, you know. So they, you know, a lot of people just look at it sideways, but we just exalt Jesus, and He just does the rest. And it's like, man, we don't care what people think. You know, if they think that it's crazy or these dudes are weird or these guys are lame, it's just like, man, we don't care. We're sold out for Jesus, so we do it all for Him.
Amen. All right, let's get that started.
JC, save me. Volume 4. Great shows.
Yeah, they say I'm gone. Lost it. Weird. We already won. Yeah. Cheers. Ready on the front line, never in the rear. His countenance is blinded. Wait, look out there. Repent, believe in Jesus. He made it very clear. Death has been defeated. No longer is a snare. Deep demons out their mind like, okay, go. Breathe. Witness Jesus is Jehovah. No hope. So I boast in the Lord, His name strikes fear. Wisdom crying out, so incline your ear to hear. I can't be without Him, I gotta keep Him near. I coast in the Lord, no need for me to fear. But you say you love the past, like no sooner is it over. This world is full of compromise, you steady trying to owe it. Hold it, you better recognize before you blow it. Cause hammer time is broken down, better by Jehovah. No turning down your speakers, let it play. Let them get offended, we unashamed. We push the gospel over here, yeah, I get drugs. And let the Lord weigh down your ears, get plugged.
They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. They tell me turn down, man, I don't even care. I don't even care. They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. Tell them that it's JC over here.
Nah, I don't even care. Johnny. Jesus music loud in the whip. They looking at me crazy, but I don't even trip. Hop out JC on the fit. Kick the gospel to him, pray with him, then I dip. Like I don't even care. I'm praising my God, no shame that I'm scared. He made all my sins disappear. Now it's no lukewarm, I compromise over here. Johnny. Jesus says you're with me or against me. I choose Jesus, so let this world diss me. But they gon' have to come and get me. But if my God's for me, then who could be against me? I got both hands in the air. We already won, it ain't fair. I'm screaming, I repent. They like, man, we ain't trying to hear it. Well, I don't even care. They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. They tell me turn down, man, I don't even care. I don't even care. They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. Tell them that it's JC over here. Nah, I don't even care.
Money, party, women, I don't get it. Every time I hear the radio, it's all I'm hearing. Most are only wishing that they're living what they're spitting. Yet they talk about it cool like it's all part of living. Trip JC over here till I'm out. See it on the clothing, snap back, living loud. It's the real turn up, we ain't never coming down. In the church or the hood, guaranteed it's gone down. See where we go when we rap, we don't play. Mobbing pretty deep, you probably thought it was a gang. Now they looking at me sideways when I'm switching lanes. Cause the music that I bang, I ain't talking about the fame. Now it's talking about the change, not bragging about the change. Rappers nowadays sound the same, it's a change. No, it's not a diss, I'm just sick of what they're saying. JC, I'm repeat till it's stand in your brain.
They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. They tell me turn down, man, I don't even care. I don't even care. They looking at me sideways, I don't even care. I don't even care. Tell them that it's JC over here. Nah, I don't even care.
Right.
Hey, check it out. I don't even care. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no one's just gonna shame. That was cute.
Right.
Oh, we got you on the line, man. Make a shout out. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, this is Hello. Matt. This is Matt up in Beaumont. I'm live with Mary, Joey, and Ari on a Friday night. IE represent, man. Y'all keeping it hot and positive. Yeah. And you know what I mean? I'm digging it right now. How you guys doing up there in the studio?
All right. Just chilling and enjoying. This is a blessing to Versatile Radio right here. So, I really want to thank God for the opportunity that we had here tonight at Versatile Radio with all the artists, with Mr. Joseph and Ariana that are just joining the team here at Versatile Radio right around our 1 year anniversary, and we're just going to continue moving forward and positive right here.
Nice. I just want to tell all the artists to keep doing what you're doing. We need you out here, all us parents from the hip hop generation. We need to be bumping them positive beats.
Sure. Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you.
God bless.
All right, brother. God bless you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Deuce, my friend. Man, I like that song a lot. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got saved and, why you love the music that you're doing?
Why do I love the music that I'm doing?
Well, I mean, because maybe the choice and, how did you start doing hip-hop? Where did it all begin for you?
I did rap. I was rapping when I was in high school before I was even saved. And, was rapping and, started recording and got introduced to, doing events at parties and clubs, and I had the same type of goal every young African American had, who's brainwashed by this world. We're gonna make music and go party and tour the world. That was my dreams and aspirations, and graduated high school and was living that life of partying and women, and just was on that broad road. And 2008, my boy just preached the gospel to me. He didn't even come with a lot of scriptures or anything, man. He just told me, like, man, you know, there's, you know, heaven is real, man, but there's a real place called hell as well. And, you know, I didn't even know a whole bunch of Bible verses. I just knew I wasn't living a life that was pleasing to the Lord. So I repented, gave my life to Jesus, got baptized, everything you can do, you know. I wasn't raised in the church, so I don't know the program. I didn't know nothing. I'm just like, yo, whatever Jesus wants me to do, man, Lord, I'm here, you know, just a surrendered heart, you know. And ever since 2008, man, he's just been doing, I mean, just miracles, from being on JCTV and touring all up and down California, out here in the States and in Mexico. We're going back to Mexico next week. And, you know, but it's awesome now because, you know, now it's just a tool. You know, like, music is awesome. I think it's cool, but it's just a tool. You know what I mean? It's a tool that it's a key that unlocks platforms for the Lord's glory. You know, like, it unlocked doors for us to be in public high schools. We went over 20 public high schools already and got to preach the gospel, but it was through the music that we got in there, you know. And once we get in there, they said you can preach to the kids and all that stuff. So we got to preach, and, you know, so, it's been a blessing, man.
Yeah, some favor there.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. It's so cool how, you know, something as simple as having a talent like you have, something that you enjoy doing, touches the hearts of these kids that really, a lot of times, like what you're saying, they don't go to church, they aren't raised in church, and you bring them that hope, man. That's so cool, man. I really think that's awesome.
Man, it's a blessing, man. It really touches a lot of kids, because, and not just kids, even, you know, older people. You know, I just got an email a couple of days ago from just from all ranges, you know, but it's a blessing because music is like the language of today's, for our nation today. You can't even go to the store without people having their iPhone ear, you know, their little earphones in, and you can tell, you know, a person's favorite artist because they look just like them, you know. Like, it's crazy how influential music is today, you know. So, you know, when they see somebody young sold out for Jesus, you know, it's like, oh, man, I didn't even know you can do that, you know. Like, we're honestly out promoting right now, you know, and we got to pray with some people tonight, man. And I mean, it's just an amazing tool that God uses, but it's just a tool, you know. And once we, you know, get the ear, you know, and we just go ahead and just give him Jesus, man.
Amen. That's awesome, bro. With being so transparent, I think it's something that, exactly what you're saying, that we have a generation that follows. There's a lot of followers, more like, you know, they don't know who they are. We don't know who we are. And it's very awesome that you got people that, like yourself, are genuine, because that's all you know how to be when God molds you the way he does. You know, if I can, I'm going to play another song called Thy Will Be Done. But this song, it touched me and my wife's heart. And I think a lot of people can relate to it, as far as when you're chasing, for me, when you're chasing you know, your desires, and you might lose focus, and I really like this song. But before I do play, could you tell me a little bit about this one?
Man, I love that song. It's like one of the, you know, it ministers to me, you know, when the Lord wrote it, you know, it ministers to me first. And it's just really getting back to reality, because with us living in the States, everything's go, go, go. Everything, we have it so good out here. You know what I mean? We sleep on beds. You know, we have food to eat. We have a choice of clothes to wear. But, you know, the Lord's been showing me in other countries, you know, they don't have a rapture right now. You know, they're dying right now. You know what I mean? They're being persecuted right now as we speak because of this name, you know, because of the name of Jesus. You know, they're having underground Bible studies in other countries because they have blasphemy laws that you can't just worship Jesus openly like we do. So, you know, God has really been, you know, he's really been showing me that, man. And from everything in this song, from, you know, having the right motives about this music, because, you know, some people, you know, who knows what the motives are, you know, but it can, we just have to make sure, as long as you keep Jesus the center and first, he's going to lead you, you know, because I'm not a wise person. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, like, I'm not a pastor. I just seek Jesus, and he opens all these doors, you know, and he leads, you know. So as long as we keep Jesus first, it'll, you know, he says that he's a great counselor, and
I need Jesus to counsel me every single day, when it's for my marriage, when it's for everything. I can fall at his feet and he'll be like, son, you messed up here, or, you know, you're doing, you know, he's a counselor, you know. So as long as we seek Jesus first, you know, but that's, I think, is the hard thing, because we have so many distractions. We have football, we have basketball, we have soccer, we have video games, we have Facebook, we have Instagram. It's so many things to pull away from our relationship with Jesus, spending that time with Jesus, that when, you know, a lot of people don't get to. So, you know, they kind of lack the leading of the Lord. And we have to fight for that. I still have to fight for that, because, you know, the distractions try to pull me away from the Lord as well. So it's just called thy will be done, in the saying, Lord, your will be done. If it's your will for me, you know, to go across the nations into a third world country with my family and preach the gospel there, your will be done. If you're, whatever it is, you know, I don't need a big house and a big car, whatever it is, you know, the Lord's will be done, you know, and that's just
right.
Basically what it all comes down to.
You know, thank you for sharing that with us right here at Versatile Radio. We have so many versatile type of listeners, you know, and we love nothing but to keep it real right here on Versatile Radio, and this is what it's all about. This is what's up.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's
Yeah, before you play that song, I want to let everybody know we do got DJ Rex, who's been on the line for a minute right here, and we're going to bring him live right after this song.
All right. So,
Thy Will Be Done featuring Rachel.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me for any vain passion. God forbid I get caught up trying to stay up with fashion. And God forbid I abandon your name to reach the masses. Lord, help me kill this flesh and lock it in a casket. Jesus, let me walk in your perfect will, even if that means no money or no house that's on the hill. I take a look at your life and I'm like, wow, a living sacrifice for this world, he laid his life down. Gotta stay focused, can't be moved by the hype crowds. Like if you ask me to, would I really put this mic down? Gotta check my heart, it's more than rap, he wants my lifestyle. For me to seek his faith and obey him till my life's out. I'm so far from perfect, but I'm pressing in them scriptures, trying to learn from your lessons. So if you want me to go and pack the globe, train my family at home, let me know. You the king on the throne, thy will. In here, grab a mic and speak the real, no matter how they feel, letting people know they must repent because you're real, and you are a God of love, but there is a hell that's real, that's real. I probably won't end up with a deal, neither with Grammy, I'm just keeping it real, cause nowadays the real ain't what people wanna hear, but I'm standing on that rooftop screaming you're coming near. It's probably gonna cost me some friends, and honestly it already did, but you say many are called and only few make it in. So I'm praying for our strength to endure to the end. And Lord, let us not be deceived, cause in Matthew 7:21 it's clear when it reads, many will say, Lord, but your saints depart from me. Lord, clear our vision so we can see your will. Who bore your name, I see a different breed from what we're seeing today. I see people who left it all, family and jobs that paid. Even the Lord didn't have a place for his head to lay. Then we take a look at Paul, went through it all just for your name. 39 lashes, 5 times and didn't break. Hungry and cold nights, adrift at sea for a day. Beaten with rods plus stone, and through it all he gave you praise. But when we look around, what we seeing today, of people that's too busy to take time and seek your faith. Pastors trying not to offend, youth pastors just
wanna play. Pastor's driving the car, that's almost 100K, while most of the congregation barely makes it through the day. And people acting like it's a burden for them to pray. But I believe that revival is on the way. Till then, Lord, I'm crying on your name. Thy will be done.
You hit it on the head with that, man. It's like we get distracted easily, and you know, that's just part of our generation. But I forgot to mention, it's like how many projects I've seen you and your wife work on together. It's awesome. You know, that was featuring his lovely wife Rachel, and she's on other tracks that he has as well.
Yes, sir. She's actually working on her project right now too.
Is she?
What? Off of Jesus, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she's gonna be coming out. Yeah, can't wait to check that out, man. You gotta let us know about that.
Yeah, jcsamey.net. You can download my project for free, and her project's gonna be for free on there as well. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let DJ Rex jump in on this. It's a DJ Rex. How you doing? Welcome
Pretty
to
Pretty good, Power man. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're great, man. We're glad to have you on our radio, friend.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
You know, anytime we're with any of these artists, you know, DJ Rex is always there, man. He's always there supporting the ministry, supporting these artists, and DJing for them, you know. It's pretty awesome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, DJ.
Well, I'm 20 years old. A little about my DJ name. I was born with what the world calls a disability called arthritis. And, you know, people always mention, like, hey, dude, you got, like, bunny arms, or you got, like, praying mantis arms. And I was like, man, like, those animals are weak, you know? And then some kid was like, hey, man, you got, like, T-Rex arms. And it just stuck with me. I'm like, oh, that's, like, the vicious dinosaur right there, you know? I like that. Crazy attitude, you know, it's one of the most feared dinosaurs. I'm like, you know what, I like it. So, you know, it stuck all through high school. I started DJing and producing music at a young age. And I was like, you know what, I'm about to go by Rex. I'm about to go by DJ Rex. You know, it's R-E, lowercase x, uppercase x, lowercase x. And
When you started DJing, you were you started DJing like in the world, correct?
Yeah, I started off in the world. I started doing off like little parties here and there, got into the club scene a little bit.
All right.
But I ended up meeting up with, you know, one of my best friends and probably I'd say my right hand man through everything, Squeaky G, also known as Will Gutierrez. You know, he helped me out get into positivity, get into Christian music, and, you know, one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
All right. Man, that's awesome how that connections are like that, because I know that when I met both you guys, Deuce and DJ Rex, you know, it's that kind of thing you guys share in common, which is going from that mess, those twisted obstacles we all kind of faced, and similarity right there is what we build a relationship on, because we have Christ. And I think that's so cool that it's something we have in common. We kind of build a name for ourselves when we're in the world, and then when it comes to Christ, it's two times as hard, man. We come hard in the paint, you know. That's how you guys do. That's why I like you guys as as a DJ and as an artist. You guys are awesome, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And you know what? You hit it pretty hard right there. You know, when you said once you come to Christ, you know, it does get hard. It gets 10 times harder. And it's true because, you know, I'm not going to fake the funk and I'm not going to pretend, you know, to be anything that I'm not. I'm going to tell it how it is and keep it real. You know, I've been going through some stuff, you know, this past week. It's been real hard, you know, but, you know, I'm trusting in God and, you know, I'm relying on my faith to help me get past everything. And just know that the devil's a liar, you know, that he just wants different people's souls. He wants to take people down, but we got to be strong and just fight through it all.
Amen. You know, your testimony, man, to a lot of people, old and young, as far as strength goes, because I see physically, you know, we happen to work out together, and you know what, you're a sign of hope, and you know, I appreciate knowing you guys. Appreciate you guys being on the radio tonight. Before we continue, I wanted to ask you if you had anything encouraging, anything full of hope you can give our listeners of to fill them with hope. Could you leave us with something before we end this conversation with you?
Man, of course. The greatest hope, the greatest love, the greatest peace, man, is Jesus. You know, people will let you down. People will fail you no matter who they are, you know. You know, they'll let you down. But, you know, I know it may sound cliche, but, man, you just cling to Jesus. Get to know him. Read his word, you know, like his word is alive. It's powerful. It'll speak to any situation that you're going through. It doesn't matter if you've been molested, if you've been cheated on, if you've been hurt, if you've been bullied, if you've been teased, Jesus is there for you, you know, and he's been there for me. I've been through it all. I've been lied to, you know, I've been cheated on, I've been, you know, done wrong, even especially as a Christian, you know, so
really.
I just encourage every person, no matter how deep your hurt is, because one of the truest sayings that I hear people say all the time is God knows my heart. He does know your heart. He knows everything. He knows everything you're dealing with. He knows all the hurt, the brokenness that's in there. And I encourage you, you know, don't just get alone with Jesus. That's the most powerful thing we can do as believers is get alone with Jesus. Close the door, you know, get your Bible, and just talk. The same way that I'm talking right now, the same way, you know, we're talking on the radio, talk to him. Jesus, show me you're real. Lord, help me. Cry out to him, you know, read his word, and, you know, go ahead and pray and talk to him. And it's the most, at my lowest lows as a believer, Jesus was there. At my, you know, my highest highs, I'm telling you, he's the great counselor. He loves you so much. That's the greatest encouragement I can say is get plugged into Jesus. You know, get plugged into a good church where they're going to teach you the word and get prayed for and everything. But definitely there's nothing greater than your own personal relationship with Jesus. So I just encourage everyone. It doesn't matter. I was in the world. I didn't know nothing about Jesus. I thought, honestly, that God was a God who was just pointing me, you know, pointing at me and pointing out all my flaws because I was sagging and smoking and drinking. I was like, man, what does he want with me? What does God want with my life? But I love the scripture. It says that he didn't come to condemn, but he came to save. He's here with open arms right now. It don't matter what you look like. It don't matter how you're dressed, you know, just come to him, cry out to him, talk to him, have a personal relationship. He's so real. He's real. You know, he'll hear you, he'll answer you. You know, so that's my encouragement, man. Have a personal, we say it, and it sounds so cliche because we hear it all the time. Oh, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. But I challenge every person, and not just challenge, but encourage you to take that serious. You know, what is a relationship? It's when we talk to somebody. You know, we don't have a relationship with our parents if we don't, you know, what kind of relationship do we have with our parents if we don't talk to them? If we don't, you know, we see our parents every single day, you know, we talk to them, we tell them we love them, we have friends, we talk to them every day, you know, we text all day. Do the same thing with Jesus. Be like, Lord, I'm riding in my car right now, but I just want to say thank you. You know, I'm just joyful right now. I thank you that you blessed me with clothes on my back. You just start talking to them.
And, that's right.
That's my encouragement. Just get a relationship with Jesus.
Hey, you know, we appreciate that, Mr. DJ Rex. We unfortunately, you know, we didn't have enough time to play any one of your sets, but we definitely are looking forward to playing any and all of your sets, old, new, upcoming, whatever, right here at Versatile Radio. I want to say thanks to Dose, Proclaim, the other artists we had on.
Squeaky.
Yeah. And everybody else that joined us, all these shout-outs, Roman, Matthew, Ariana, Joseph, just thank you for producing a show like this. It's just awesome. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time left, but we're going to go ahead and close the show up right now with a song by MC Magic, who is otherwise known to be with NB Writers. And this is a song he did for the Lord right here. So you guys enjoy. Good night. Continue to listen to Versatile Radio as we continue to play these artists right here that are glorifying the Lord. One love.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate everything you guys do for us, man.
Bringing it. Can't stop. Stop. Won't stop. Andrew. 2014. With you. With you. All the way. The way.
In between time. If you work your own thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love?
What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me. And no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, 'cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, 'cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
The magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
Guys, I'm going to play the remainder of the show. I'm going to play some of your guys' music. Thank you guys so much for showing up tonight. Hopefully we can get together again if we can. Fuse, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
If you can, could you please give us a shout-out? How can we get a hold of your music? How could we get more in touch with JC Save Me and give us all the info?
You can just go to jcsavedme.net, jcsavedme.net, and I have all my music on there, my brand-new projects, free for download on there. Rachel's music is going to be on jcsavedme.net, free as well. Or we have it to where if you would like to support, it's on iTunes and Google Plus and all those other places as well, all online.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, friend, for helping us out, reaching out to everybody, and really giving us your flavor on this on the gospel, friend.
Man, all glory to Jesus, and most definitely shout out, you know, to my beautiful wife Rachel and my boy Path, which was on I Don't Even Care as well. You know, Squeaky G, DJ Rex, and Proclaim, everybody, man. I love those dudes and love you guys. Thank you for you guys doing what you're doing. If you guys are listening, donate to their ministry, man, so they can, you know, God willing, we can get this on the FM station or something, because it's definitely needed, man. God bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you. And DJ Rex, the same to you, friend. We love you guys. We appreciate you, and hopefully we can get together. I'm going to continue playing your music on our radio station, Versatile Radio, and
I'll
make sure you put that mix up there, man, so we can get you out there and show that grace regardless of where we're at.
Yeah, One Love, Versatile Radio.
All right, here we go. I'm going to put
go ahead, Joey.
Sorry about that. What is that all that?
Hit it, Joseph.
Cry out loud, Jesus, take over me, take over me. here we go. Jesus, yes, he saved me. Now I live in HD. They like do shoot crazy, but Jesus, yes, I may be. This track's on stage 3, so far out like space B. Jesus came and died, rolled back up like death couldn't phase me. Yes, sir, he died for me, and you, so just believe. Repent from your sins and eternal life you will receive. Don't trip, it's all for free. No, no strings attached. So now we're screaming out to the world, we ain't going back. Follow all the words he say. Our own life we throw away. Now we say, I will obey. We say, yes, Lord, I will obey. Take over me, take over me.